Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Marinoid with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my husband who spits little bits of skin on the floor with thinking that I don't notice.
Wow.
But today he nearly spattered in my ice lolly.
Wow. So,
Christopher Ramsey.
What, so you're not even keeping that for the beef?
No.
You're just doing that for now?
Yes.
Right. So we're sitting, we're going to have to tell them what we're doing. Hi, everyone, by the way. I didn't even get a chance to say hello before I got insulted. A little bit of skin off the inside of my mouth, and then I just went like...
Oh, was it inside of your mouth?
Yeah, it was the good stuff. It was the good stuff. It was nice in there.
Very aggressively, like, on the floor.
Right, yeah.
I didn't know you did that very often.
Normally it's microscopic and you can't see it, but yeah, in your defence, it was... I mean, I'm surprised it wasn't some wind coming off it. It was like a little parachute going down without someone on
it. Went very close to me ice lolly.
Yeah, well, maybe you shouldn't be eating ice lollies during the day indoors. A grown woman.
I love an ice lolly
during the day indoors. Is
there an age limit on ice lolly?
Yeah, I think not. Yeah, definitely. Sitting eating fabs, which I'm honestly rubbish.
Oh, don't even.
Just a rubbish lolly.
It's the best ice lolly.
Just a rubbish lolly. And I know I'm in the minority here. I know people are going to tweet us kicking off, but what is it? Make your mind up. Fab, make your mind up. What are you? Are you a cupcake? Are you a fucking Magnum? Are you a lolly? Are you some kind
of
ice cream?
It's all of them, and that's why I like it so much.
Jack of all trades, master of none.
I tell you what, I could eat now.
Mess.
I can't stop eating today. Right. I could eat a double chocolate Magnum.
Double chocolate
caramel
Magnum.
Even, not chocolate.
Double
you know
caramel.
When they've got caramel in?
Oh, yeah, so it's like a normal Magnum, and then it's like they've dipped in caramel and they've done the chocolate round it again.
Yeah, do you want to be sick? I do.
New from Magnum, the Magnum cavity. It's the cavity. Guys, as always, thank you so much for coming back. Short intro this time, I think, hopefully.
Fingers crossed.
Although then again, I've still got to do my lucrative sponsor, so then that might spiral out into all kinds. We don't know where we'll end up. But thank you so much for coming back and listening. If it's your first time, welcome to the party. You've got a lot to catch up on because it's episode 171. Got to listen to them all because they all would drop their little narrative points in all of them that will all make sense at the end.
We've really thought it through.
In 10,000 episodes.
Mm-hmm. We're like that guy.
The narrative structure is going to be incredible.
Who writes Game of Thrones?
George R.R. Martin.
We're like him.
Yeah, we're like him.
Of the podcast.
Until the TV producers took over on the final series of Game of Thrones and it went a little bit weird, I think we'll all agree. Now listen.
I know, yeah.
Just a bit. Now, it's episode 171. Without any further ado, it is time for this week's lucrative sponsor. This week's sponsor is, and I think a lot of people will be able to relate to this, this week's sponsor is people who don't lock the public toilet stall yet act like you are some kind of pervert when you accidentally open the door that they forgot to lock.
Right.
Fuck them.
What's happened?
Sick of it. It was on the train the other day. I didn't get a chance to tell you.
Okay.
I went up.
Oh, God.
There's literally, right, and I love this word, lozenge. There's a little lozenge on the front of the door, a little green lozenge.
Is that what they're called?
Well, you know, like a little lozenge. It's like a little, it's either red or it's green. It's red or it's green.
What the hell? A lozenge?
Lozenge, isn't it? Yeah, is that, I'm sure that's the right word. Do you ever do your cats or your sats at school and you had to put a little line through the lozenge?
Oh, Chris. You're asking them. A lozenge? I thought that was what you had when you had a sore throat.
I'm going to have to Google this now. Lozenge. How the
I feel like
Christ.
You've just made that up.
How the hell am I going to spell lozenge?
Is it not just the colours?
Lozenge.
Tablet. This is clever.
Change in the shape of a solid diamond. A rhombus or diamond shape? A rhombus or a diamond shape?
That's not the toilet thing, though.
Yeah, it is. It's a little thing on the front, isn't it? It's a little rhombus shape thing, and it goes red or green with how you...
Okay, all right then. Well, all
I
right.
Just like, Rosie, listen, I just love the word.
I'm happy with that. I've learned something new. I didn't know that that was called that. I thought it was a throat speech.
Right, well, it's obviously talks about the shape. I've right. Googled it.
Well done.
It's because I correct you so much. I'm just expecting loads of people to just go absolutely berserk.
A lozenge.
Photos of the trained dog when it's technically not allowed. You know what? It's a little fucking window.
I know exactly what you mean.
Oh my God.
Green right. or red.
So it was green.
Right.
It was green.
Okay, so that means toilet. It's open. Green means
green.
Go.
Green means go.
Yeah.
No one in here.
Yeah.
I opened it. What are you doing? I'm opening the fucking door that was labelled open because it was green on the front. You twat.
Was it a man?
Yeah. Whoa, 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 whoa. No, whoa yourself, pervert. Wow. I'm not the attacker here. I'm not in the wrong. You are essentially pissing out in public,
yeah.
mate.
Yeah.
Sick of it.
Might have done it deliberately. He might get his kicks.
Well, I don't know. He didn't sound like he was getting his kicks. He sounded absolutely fucking furious. And then he comes out and gives like a dirty look. And I'm like,
shut
you
up.
Didn't lock the door. You didn't lock it. The worst ones are them ones, you know, the revolving door on the train.
I don't go in them anymore.
The revolving
I
one.
I don't go in them. I don't. Do not trust them.
When you get
them.
In, it goes, please lock the door. And you click and it goes, the door is now locked. And I always go, is it?
Is it though? No.
Is it though?
I don't think it is.
Because I know you can open them with your hands. If you're
what?
Rough enough.
Can
yeah,
you?
Yeah, you can just rag it open.
Just slide them.
Just rag
absolutely.
It open.
Do you know what it is?
Mm.
If I didn't get a urine infection through holding me weeing for too long, I wouldn't wee on the trains because I think they're vile.
Got you.
Absolutely vile.
Got you.
Standing in piss.
Yeah.
Stinks.
Yeah.
I just hate it. Like,
again, on the train.
Just don't like them.
Two more things. Toilet beefs on the train, right? Mm. The other day, one of them was about, honestly, it was about half an inch thick of piss and water on the floor. And I came out and I went to some guy. I was like, mate, I was like,
is that just blokes pissing on the floor?
I don't
what
know.
What is it?
But your point is, I was like, mate, I was like, it's deep. There's some, the water, the floor's soaking. Yeah, there's water or something all over the floor. And he looked at us as if to go, pissed on the floor, did you? And I'm like, look at how much is there. No,
mm-hmm.
I'd be a cornflake. All my bodily fluids would be on that floor now.
Do you know what it always just makes me think of?
Huh.
Do you know how some people don't take their shoes off in the house?
Oh, God. Yeah.
And I just always think of them train toilet floors.
Yeah.
And I think,
well,
my feet have been in that.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I take my shoes off at the front door.
Whenever I've been on that train, I'd make a massive point of taking my shoes mm-hmm. off at the front door. Sometimes mm-hmm. leaving them outside because I'm like, this is just stranger piss all around my house when my baby crawls.
Oh, nah.
Another one, right? I was on the train years ago. Geek posh bloke was next to us, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're both standing, waiting for the toilet, right? He fucking knew I was there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the person came out of the toilet and walked towards me.
Mm.
So I had to move and let them out of the little corridor.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I look up, posh boy in his suit, he's walking in the toilet. And I stopped him. I went, mate, sorry, I was here before mm-hmm. I was in the queue. And he was not fully in the toilet yet. Door mm-hmm. still open. And he went, oh, sorry, I didn't realise. And I stared at him. And he stared at me and I went, were you still going to go in first, though, are you? And he went, ugh. And he just shut the door and had his piss. And I was like, you weren't even in there?
Oh, no.
Like, I told him, I went, mm-hmm. oh, I didn't realise. And there's this fucking standoff of like, well, I'm not going to step out one step now. Oh, I was raging.
Hate to be one of them people, right? Mm. But you have just reminded me of a dream that I had the other night.
For fuck's
sake. Oh, no.
Babadoo bad. Hey, here's the intro, everyone.
Can yeah, I quickly
no one
tell you?
No one wants to
can
fucking
I quickly tell you? Because I don't know what it means. It means I'll ring Kate and ask her.
Oh, God, she'll give you some
not
bollocks,
now.
Yeah.
No. Right. Can I tell you my dream?
Yeah, I can, but can
please.
I just say, listen, guys, just because I'm listening to my wife's dream now, because I work with her and I live with her and I have to do it and just been in a bad mood today, so I have to kind of play a ball. Stop fucking tweeting us when you've had a dream about us. It's really weird.
I dig it.
I'm sick of reading them. No, I don't like hearing people's dreams. So someone the other day, I had a dream. I met Chris Ramsey and he borrowed some shoes off it. Oh my God, I've just had to read that.
Well, listen, you weren't in my dream, right?
Oh, I didn't want to hear it then.
So, in my dream, I was in a queue and everybody, like nobody saw us in the queue and everyone just kept walking in front of us.
Yeah.
But it was like being in a video game, like, you know, when people don't see you, but they just keep walking and it was very strange. Nobody said what it means. It probably means something. God knows. What am I insecure about? Cues?
Welcome back to the award-winning, chart-topping Shag Married Annoyed, in which Rosie will randomly tell you something about a dream she's had. Guess what it means. And then, you know what we should do? We should ring your sister, Kate, because she thinks she knows
right,
all
about
dreams.
Well,
not in the intro. Play the jingle and let's ring her after.
No. Listen, Daisy can always take this out of the chat.
Okay, we're going to ring her now because Kate, dreams don't mean anything, by the way.
No, she's quite good. She's
everyone
like
who believes, if you believe that dreams mean something, you're full of shit. All right, then. See what kind of classic thinking we're going to get here.
Hello.
Hello, regular of the podcast, Mrs. Kate Gaff.
Hello.
Hello. Just quickly, right? I had a dream the other night. I was in a queue, yeah. But nobody could see us, and they kept overtaking us in the queue, and it was I was getting dead frustrated. What does it mean?
Oh.
Am I worthless?
Yes.
No, it could mean that you feel a little bit overwhelmed or invisible.
Oh, there you go. I knew brilliant. It was something absolutely like that. Brilliant. I said insecure, maybe.
Brilliant.
Well, possibly insecure, but or you could think of it as...
What the fourth explanation now?
You feel like you're too exposed.
Oh, well, Yeah.
And you would prefer to just kind of hide away for a little bit.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I'm like, I need to hibernate.
Four possible meanings and counting.
I think you might be right. Okay, thanks, Kate. I'll give you, next time I have a one where my teeth are falling out, I'll give you a ring.
What does that one mean, the teeth falling out?
I think that's insecurity, isn't it? Or something.
I think so, yeah.
When the teeth are falling out. What does it mean, you need to go to the dentist?
God, why?
No, it doesn't mean you have to go to the dentist.
Thank you very much. Okay, I love you.
Okay,
bye.
Love you.
Bye.
See you in my dreams.
Oh, God.
Meet you on that bench. Love you, bye.
Four possible meanings we had there. What were you going to say?
Just when we shared a bedroom, I do remember sometimes we'd go to bed and we'd be like, meet you in my dreams.
Right.
And I genuinely think we had actual conversations about like, let's try and be in each other's dreams.
That's quite cool. I do like that, actually.
Never happened.
I really like that. Yeah. I think you invented Inception before it actually came out.
Maybe I did.
See you in your dream. Quick, we'll sleep now, same time, and we'll be in the same dream.
So what am I? What's
I don't know,
going
she
on
gave four contradictory...
Four different things.
I love that. I absolutely love that. It's like fucking cold reading, isn't it? Is there a B or a C or a D or an E? Yeah, E, Ed. Oh, yes, I thought it was. Fucking shut
I think the answer is, the answer is that it was... Do you remember the other day when we went to the taxi queue?
Yeah.
And everyone was just queuing wrong. And we were in a queue about three times and every I went in a different direction.
Yeah,
and I was like, why are you all making a different queue when we're in a queue?
That
and
was really irritating, actually.
Awful.
Guys, we're at King's Cross in the massive big taxi rank, the big snaked sort of airport taxi rank queue at King's Cross. And yeah, we stood at the end of it and it was like, yeah, people just kept making new ones. It was like imagine a tree branch falling off. We stood and then people were like, oh no, I'm going to go two in front of you and make this queue go off to the left now.
I think that's what it was.
It was insane.
I think it was that night.
Well, there we go. That's what it was. Fuck, what? Right there then.
No, I'm overexposed.
Yeah,
I'm overwhelmed. I'm doing too much. I need to slow down.
I'm overwhelmed with the absolute shite coming out of your mouth is what I'm overwhelmed with. Play the jingle now and get back to reality.
Here's the jingle.
Fucking hell, don't nod off during the jingle. God knows what you'll dream about. Probably jingles.
We had a fight about the jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. So this is the jingle. We hope you like the jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle!
Hello and welcome back to this week's episode of Shagged, Married, Annoyed.
Shagged, Married, Annoyed, the only podcast on earth where you get a 10-minute intro. 10 minutes.
I don't know why you're so bothered about the intro. It means nothing.
I know. I just remember when we first started doing this, you'd done a bit of radio on Capital Northeast.
I used to hurry up.
You used to go, you've got to get to it. You've got to get to it. They'll get bored. Come on, quick. Yeah, quick. Play Taylor Swift. No. This is a podcast. It's good to babble on, but, you know, not about dreams.
That's true. Sorry about that. Well, listen, I've got an ick for you.
You've got an ick
already? Let's start the show off.
Let's ick it up.
On an ick, right?
Let's do it. I'm loving icks at the minute. Although, did I tell you about the one that I got tweeted the other day?
What?
So someone... I think sometimes people miss the point of the way we take the mick out of things. And someone, I'm not laughing at what happened here. I'm laughing at the fact that someone sent us it. So please don't get offended, right? But someone sent us, I think it was in Manchester.
Mm.
It was a screen grab of a news report or a tweet from the police, right?
Mm-hmm.
Explaining that a 30-odd-year-old bloke on roller skates had been hit by a bus in Manchester City Centre. And she'd sent us it. And I think it was like, oh, I didn't know I had this ick, but grown man on roller skates. And I read it expecting something funny, and he'd just been hit by a bus. I was like, fucking hell, love. Like, you know, I like people send me stories, and I think, all right, what was the funny bit?
It was just
a really bad accident. She was like, oh, he was wearing rollerblades. I was like, yeah, that's just fucking sums it up.
Right, I can see the little bit of an ick about rollerblades, right? Yeah. But The fact that, it, you know, it's
I mean,
a bad
there's a time
context.
And a place. Yeah. It was just the way it was. I was like, I was expecting something funny and it wasn't funny. It was just horrible.
I kind of get it. But then at the same time, there's always a little bit in us that's kind of sometimes impressed by like skateboards and shit like that.
You know,
I don't know.
You know, I can do a half pipe on rollerblades.
Can you?
Mm.
What is a half pipe?
Doesn't matter.
Is it on the skatey park?
Yeah. The thing where it's like a half pipe. Imagine a pipe.
Yeah.
But half. You fucking joking me? Do you get it?
I do now.
Also referred to sometimes as Americans call them a mini ramp or a ramp, but yeah.
Half pipe.
You can do a half pipe.
Yeah. Can you actually? Yeah. When was the last time you did one?
Well.
25 years ago.
No, I was. I'll have been 21.
So?
Yeah.
How many years is
that? 14 years ago.
You'll never be able to do one now.
Well, challenge accepted. Guess who's going straight on Amazon and buying some rollerblades after this?
Right, we'll wait until when the TV show's done. You can do it then.
Brilliant.
Right?
So you're not bothered if I break my leg or really hurt myself after the TV show?
No, couldn't give a shit.
Wonderful. That's just nice to know.
Are you ready for this?
I'm ready for this. I thought you had a proper jingle for it.
What? Oh, the jingle?
Yeah.
Do I have to? I'm due on. I can't do jingles today.
You're going to get no gratification from this whatsoever. It's going to take so much of your time. But can someone just go through and take an audio clip of every single time Rosie said she's due on and just put them all together and send us it?
No, don't even, right? Because I genuinely have some sort of medical problem.
Mm-hmm.
Don't.
Right.
Because it's bad. Right. It's getting worse.
She's on the edge.
The older I get...
Would you like us to spit a little piece of skin just past your head to cheer you up?
No, I wouldn't. That turned my stomach, actually.
I'm on thin ice here,
guys. Not much turns my stomach.
Okay.
It's just... I don't want to... I feel like all I bang on is about periods, but it's just... It's debilitating in my life.
Yeah.
I'm not a nice person to be around, and I fully understand that, and I can't help it. And honestly, you at the minute, if you look at us the wrong way,
I'm fully aware.
I could leave you today.
Oh, I'm fully aware.
I could pack a bag and I could just go and live in the motorhome for a couple of days.
Wow.
And then weirdly, not what happened, a couple of days would pass and I'd be fine again.
Yeah. We're all expected to just be fine again.
Yeah.
Selfish.
But I'm not going to apologise, but okay. I'm aware of it as well, okay?
All right, okay. I'm not going to apologise or change, but I am aware.
I can't change. There's nothing I can do. There's nothing I can do. Yeah. What can I do to stop it? Age. That's all I can do, right? Age. You know, with my mum, you know, I keep saying, like, they're nothing like when we were kids and that.
Yeah.
It's because she doesn't have any more periods anymore.
Right.
She was horrendous, my mum.
Right, okay.
Horrific. She's lush now.
Yeah.
She's like, she's the mother I never had.
Oh, my God. I haven't got a chance to tell you. It's still down by the front door.
What?
Oh, should I tell you? Or should I? No. What? Right, okay, guys, right. Pause the ick, right? So if you go down to the front door, go and see what your mum got out of her car today. She was putting the baby in the car to take him out, and she turned to me, and she got this thing out of the car and went, "Hey, sorry, Chris. Robin wanted to buy these at the charity shop."
What is it?
Go and see what it is now. Pause right now. Go downstairs. Come back. Which is going down now to have a look. She just shouted, "Shut up!" from downstairs.
What is wrong with her? What is wrong with her? Why?
Guys, do you want to explain? Do you want to tell everyone what it is? Put your headphones back on.
So. Think of a geek big carrier bag.
It's a bin liner.
A bin liner filled with little, what they call ball pit balls.
Ball pit plastic balls.
What
she's
the
bought
actual?
Them a clear bin liner of ball pit plastic balls.
Why?
I don't know. She just handed us them out the car. She went, "Sorry, Robin wanted them from the charity shop."
Oh, God.
And I specifically remember when she went to the charity shop with Robin and Rafe, it was to get toys to have at her house because she said she'd had to throw a load of toys out. But he's bought that and she's gone, "Fuck keeping them in my house." And
why?
Just brought them up here in a bin liner.
I do not need plastic balls around my house.
The best bit is I said, "Do I need to give them a wipe or do you think the charity shop will have?" She went, "Oh no, they will have, they'll be fine." Look how fucking scruffy some of them are.
There's some black hair. I've seen some black hair.
Oh, God! Oh, nah. That's manky, that.
Oh, they're scruffy.
Yeah, they're fucking scruffy. They've been in someone's garden or something. Yeah.
Oh, for fuck's see.
They are soft play ball pit balls, a bin liner of them.
Well, we can put them in the bath to wash them.
Great. That would be fun, so why?
This is not a responsibility that I needed in my life right now.
Oh no, they fell out. Oh. Stand them back up. They've all fell out on the floor.
She bought me a pair of trainers. She bought me a pair of trainers from the charity shop, which are lovely, to be fair. They were only 50 pence.
Yeah.
And Robin loves them. But they've got laces. He can't tie his laces. And you know when you're like, Mom, like, why are you doing this to us?
Brilliant. They're really cool, them trainers.
They're all really nice. I don't know whether it's like a dig, whether she's like,
Don't have to spend loads. Don't have to spend.
Not about that.
I thought
just
you meant
more
it was like,
of like
don't have to spend loads to have fashionable stuff.
Well, she's bloody too. She's got a split personality. Because on one hand, she bought me a pair of Skechers the other day, which were like 50-odd quid. And I was like, Sandra, why? I don't spend that much money on their gear they play
ruined.
In the garden once and I'm like, I can't, what's the point? And then she goes to the charity shop and buys a pair for 50 pence. She's off her nut.
Your mom is fully like this. Is anyone else, anyone listening, is anyone else's sort of parents or mother-in-laws, like their, you know, in-laws like this? So your mom, I will like do myself a couple of slices of toast or, you know, a bowl of cereal. Mm-hmm. And she'll be like, oh, toast, oh, and that white bread. Oh, it's no good for you, that white bread. Or I'll do a bowl of cereal and say, oh, the sugar and that, mm-hmm. you know. And I'm like, what the fuck? Then she'll one day make me a bacon sandwich and I'll be putting a bit of butter on my bread. And she goes, oh, don't butter it, man. Dip it in the bacon fat. And I'm like, who the you fucking told her, you were like trying to force feed us muesli the other day.
She's literally a lord.
You're putting milk on your porridge. Oh, you want water on that, man? Oh, milk. Oh, yeah. Rub the bread in the pan. Look at it. Get the bread. I'm like, who the fuck is this?
You know what we've got coming up soon?
What?
The best time ever.
Mm.
Holiday time with Sandra.
Oh, we're taking her on holiday again.
Holiday time.
Can't wait
for
that.
Where all during the day, Sandra, and your mum does this as well,
yeah.
gives it that, I just can't eat on holiday.
Yeah.
Just can't eat in the sun. And then I'll be like, well, I can, so see you later. I'll go and make something, or I'll go and get something from the lunchtime buffet, come back, and she's like all over us, like dog in heat.
Yeah.
Honestly, nicking all my food. I hate that. Be a big greedy bastard like me, and you'll never feel...
Hunger
ever again. It just pisses me off.
Oh, God.
Couldn't possibly. What is there? Get us a cheese toastie.
I didn't like eating on holiday. It's not nothing to do with the heat. It's when the cream's on us. If I've got cream on us, I don't want to do anything. I don't want to do food or anything. That's my ick.
I just don't know. There's loads of people who are like, can't eat on holiday. And I'm like, what? Did you take a special tablet to close your stomach on the plane or something?
Maybe the heat. Maybe the heat slows my metabolism down. I don't know.
Love eating on
anyway,
holiday.
Anyway, what's stop Sorry, talking about eating on holiday?
Can you shut the door, ick? Please?
Why?
Because you've left it. I left it open.
What? Wow.
Not a dare,
I've left it open. You left it open. Wow.
All right, I'll get it. Oh, no, I'll get it. I will get it. No, okay, look, I've took my headphones off.
Go on then. Hey, right. Do this ick.
Sorry, we've gone round the bloody houses. Hello, Rosie and Chris. I'm not sure if this makes me a horrible person or not, but either way, I feel you two are the people to talk to.
Wow.
We really are. So, I'm 21 years old and I've been with my boyfriend for almost 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
When we first started dating, I told him that the sound of his breathing in my ear whilst we were having sex was a big turn on. However, since I said this, his asthma has got much worse. It's in brackets here. It says, maybe we could blame COVID.
Right.
Brackets. Now, I'm having sex with the 25-year-old who keeps wheezing in my ear during it. How do I tell him it's not sexy if he's wheezing without looking like a twat?
Oh, my God.
So that's her
ick. Poor guy. So it used to be, now it's...
You just gotta say, do you remember when I said that the heavy breathing was nice? I've changed my mind. You're allowed to change your mind about what you like during sex.
And then the next couple of times you have sex, it's gonna be awkward and horrible, but he will get over it.
Yeah, he'd be
just
fine.
Just tell him.
Or he might be like you.
Yeah.
And if you dare say anything like slightly critical,
yeah,
you'll take it to the nth degree. If you were doing that, right, and I said, right, the breathing thing, Chris, it's not happening for us anymore, you'd probably go to the lengths of putting some sort of bag over your face.
I'd probably just hold my breath all the way through sex until I passed out.
Yeah.
And ironically, doing that, I'd have a brilliant time.
Apparently so. Apparently you're meant to hold your breath just before you.
Don't be telling people climax. To do it. Don't be telling people to do that.
Well, I mean, I'm not telling people to do it, but I'm saying okay. I've heard
blood on your hands. You'll have blood on your hands.
Imagine. Ah, listen to Shag Mary.
All the things to get cancelled for.
She said, "Didn't breathe during sex, or I haven't breathed ever since." No, God, no.
Hey, stay safe out there, guys. Stay safe out there, shaggers.
Keep breathing, fuckers.
Babadoo, 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 ba. So interesting thing happened the other day.
Mm-hmm.
So we were sitting in the kitchen. And, well, you were sitting in the kitchen. I sort of came in just as this was happening, as we were basically telling Robin off for saying something.
Right.
I walked in the room, and I said, you go, no, Robin, don't say that. That's a horrible thing. Don't say that. Do not say that. That's horrible. So obviously I'm like listening in, and he was like, what? What's horrible? What? And you went, don't say that again. And I went, where have you heard that? Where have you heard that? And he went, you've been framed. And you went, they say that on you being framed. They say throat slash on you being framed. Harry Hill says throat slash. And Robin went, no, he says forward slash. As in, send your clips to such ITV.com / you've been framed. So, in summary, our son said forward slash.
He was doing lots of arm movements, and he was going forward slash like that, right? Doing it over and over again. And I thought he was saying throat slash.
Brilliant. So he said forward slash, like off like Harry Hill, and you've been framed, forward slash ITV. And you said don't say throat slash. And do you want to tell everyone what he's running around saying now?
throat slash.
There's a little novel crammed down in a couple of little minutes for you there, guys. Honestly,
I was so... You know when you're like, why is he saying throat slash? That's awful. Like, what's he see? What has he watched where someone has said throat slash? Yeah. And he was doing it towards Rafe as well. That's why I thought he was, like, trying to slash his throat.
Gee whiz, man.
Oh, anyway.
The problem is, Rosie, you don't fucking listen.
Well, no, I just didn't hear him properly.
Mm, you don't listen. Babadoo, 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 ba.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
It's time for
What's your beef? What's your
beef? Beef, 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 beef. What's your beef? What's your beef?
Do you want to know my beef?
I don't know, you know, because you're so, like, due on and angry that I don't know what... I feel like it might break us. It might be really horrible.
It's not actually a bad one.
It's not that bad?
Well, it's just irritating. So on a night time, whenever we're watching a programme that phones haven't been invented, if I...
I've been waiting. I knew this would be your beef. I knew this would be your beef.
If I pick up my phone... to just check a message or whatever, Chris will grab my phone, throw it away and say they've not been invented yet. And it's fucking infuriating.
right.
And you've
right.
kept it going yeah. a lot longer than I thought you would have. I'm not saying anything about it because I've just thought if I don't give anything to this, you're going to stop, and you haven't. It's been weeks. And I'm
right.
telling you now. So pack it in.
I know I'm not on my own. I know people out there, your partner sits and looks at their phone. We were watching Stranger Things. We're hammering through the new Stranger Things, and Rosie's just getting her phone. And then, you know, it always happens. This isn't a male-female thing. It can be a man, it can be a woman, or whatever. You're sitting on your phone, and you look at your phone, you stop looking at the telly, and you turn to your partner, and you go, what's happened? Who's there? Well, rewind it yet. Rewind it. So, I have taken to, if we're watching something like Outlander or Stranger Things, which is set before now, my way to get you to put your phone down is just by telling you that you can't be on your phone because they haven't been invented yet. Yeah.
Hence why I'm so bad at replying, because I'll read a text,
yeah.
you'll do that, and then I forget.
Hawkins in the 80s, honestly, you keep that phone out, they're going to think you're a bloody witch. They're going to think you're from the Upside Down. They'll have you. Mm-hmm. Honestly, keep that phone hidden when we're at Hawkins.
How annoying
in the
80s. That it's in two parts, Stranger Things. Why have they done that?
It was nearly this week's sponsor. Better Call Saul, Stranger Things, somewhere else is doing it as well. The mid-season fucking gap. Who? What? I know you filmed it all.
Oh, so it's all done.
Oh, they fucking filmed the whole lot. They just go, oh, here's three, but here's four or five episodes. Oh, there's a gap. You have Why? To wait. I've got no fucking clue. I hate it.
So
it's an American
selfish.
Thing. Something to do with the schedule in America. Oh, furious. I know you filmed it all.
Yeah, that's irritating. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Mid-season break or something.
So that
it's called,
is just sat somewhere.
Oh, sat on someone's desk, huh? Sat on someone's desk. Well, it'll be on Netflix. It'll be there. It'll be uploaded there, ready for us to give it to you. Oh, honestly.
And what we got to sit here, just hankering for it, like a little carrot dangling over her face.
Twiddling my bloody thumbs.
Jesus.
Fucking hell. Anyway, my beef with you is very recent, very fresh beef this.
Just today?
Or just today, all right.
You can't do one today.
No, I'm going to. This morning, you put a full, unfolded, unripped, uncrumpled shoebox in the recycling bin. I was mortified.
Can I justify this?
I don't think there's going to be any justification.
Right,
you can try.
Oh, in my defense, when I'm due on, I have no upper body strength at all. To the point where last night you had to carry Rafe up to bed. Because I was worried I was going to drop him. I'm limp. I'm not right.
Can I draw your
attention?
I
couldn't rip it.
You could stood on it.
Can
you could have at least took the lid off.
I didn't have any shoes on. It was morning.
You're a lazy piece of shit. And I couldn't
believe
it.
I am, you know.
So it's the recycle bin that goes under the counter in the kitchen, right? So there's not much space in it anyway.
Stop showing off.
And I had to... What the fuck are recycle bin? Ooh, watch out. We'll get burgled. Yeah.
Nice bin.
So it was, and I had to get it and I had to rip all the bin. Honestly, you have got no respect for the space. You don't crush the milk bottles. I've seen you. You've got to crush the plastic milk bottles down. I've seen you not do that.
Don't gotta
get that. Do you know how much time I spend jumping up and down on the fucking recycling in that wheelie bin outside? The neighbours think I live in there, man. They've only seen us from the waist up.
It's your job. I'm just keeping you busy.
Oh, like I'm not busy enough.
No.
Oh.
It's your one little job.
Unbelievable. Pack it in.
No.
Honestly, I was mortified. Fucking hell. Babadoo, 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 ba. It's time for questions from the public.
Questions from the pews.
Oh, Jubilee's over. Stop it. Guys, as always, if you want to get in touch, it is.
Oh, fucking days that Jubilee.
Yeah, it was cornered, wasn't it? Yeah, it was cornered.
Honestly,
it was like a fucking festival.
I know. Hey, listen, big shout out to the Baines.
Yeah.
Not our Baines. Kate and Williams Baines.
Oh.
They were.
Held it together
honestly,
so well. Those kids held it together
well
so
done,
well.
Well done, guys.
God, our
well,
kids
they got rid of, what's
off
his name?
Balcony.
What's the young one? Louis?
Yeah.
He wasn't there on the second night. He messed up. Did you see the clip of him?
When
on the first, there's a little clip of him online, I'll show you.
Yeah.
And he's literally like, Kate, what's her, Duchess? Duchess? Is it Royal, what's her name? What do you call him? Kate, yeah, but what's her title?
I don't know.
Anyway, Kate Middleton. She was sitting next to him.
Duchess of Cambridge?
I think so. I'm not sure. I'd get mixed up.
Oh, you know which one I mean.
You know who I mean.
Pippa's sister.
One with a nice horse.
Aye, aye, her sister.
Oh, God. What's happened to it? So he was messing on.
Yeah.
Right? And he was like blowing raspberries in her face and he's doing all that with his finger up with his nose and that.
Right.
And she kept it together.
Wow.
Much better than I did.
Yeah.
Next night, wasn't it?
Brilliant. Brilliant. I feel like they're missing a trick. I feel like, you know, grabbing him by his arm and dragging him out there and bulking him outside, like a mom outside a supermarket. I feel like that would really win the public over.
Yeah.
So I thought she was like keeping posh and like not like me at all. But I saw a bollock and a kid outside Iceland, and I feel a real affinity to her.
I kind of wanted to hear her go, "One more time and we're leaving. One more time. This is your last warning. Final warning.
But that's the thing, though. I did want to rob him the other day. I was like, "Do you want to go home?" And he was like, "Yeah." And I was like, "Well, why not?"
We've done that a couple of times.
Yeah.
We left our friend's house once.
We've left parties.
And I remind Robin a lot of that.
I remember. We left a garden party once years ago, a barbecue. Garden party, who am I? We left a barbecue once and I was carrying him up the street and he was screaming.
Over your shoulder, like, that was that?
Like I had abducted him. Mm-hmm. Like he was, like I was kidnapping the kid and he's screaming.
How old was he? Three. I think he was three.
Knocking on four. Honestly, and it was like, "We'll go, we're going."
That was the worst age. Three,
genuinely,
3 to 4 for Robin was horrible.
Yeah, I don't have many parenting hacks. Sorry, but the one I can give is follow through a couple, just twice. You only have to take them home twice.
Oh, they remember, like,
and they remember.
Yeah, they do.
Oh God, yeah.
They do.
Oh God, yeah.
And you know what? There is light at the end of the tunnel because Robin is 6 now, and I haven't told Robin off for months.
He's
an absolute dream.
He's
wipes
best,
his own arse, brushes his teeth. You've got to supervise him, obviously. But he gets his pajamas. Do you know when you, like now, can you believe that we have a kid that you go and get your pajamas? I mean, you've got to ask him 25 times, obviously.
Yeah, of course.
But you say, go and get your pajamas on, and he can do it.
Yeah. It's bizarre, isn't it?
It's crazy.
You've got to ask him 25 times, go and get his pajamas on. If he wants to play on the Nintendo Switch, and you go and get the Nintendo Switch. First time.
Oh, funny that.
First time you'll get that.
So weird.
First time you get the Nintendo Switch.
So weird.
Go and get the iPad. Boom. Go get the Switch, boom.
I hope and pray that Rafe is a bit more chill than Robin was.
I doubt it very much.
Really?
Have you met us?
Oh.
And he's got Robin. If anything, he'd be more, because he's got Robin to G him up.
Do you think?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know, because I think a bit of Robin was a bit of boredom. I don't know.
I don't know.
We'll see. Anyway, fingers crossed, because 3 to 4. Vile.
Anyway, guys, shagmarinoid@gmail.com if you want to get in touch. It's time for questions from the public. Here we go.
This is the one thing I was actually going to say about the Platinum Jubilee.
Oh, God.
The concert I watched on catch up, though, it was really good.
I mean, it was. Yeah, it was phenomenal.
No, it was. It was mint. That light show and that, like, that was good.
The drones and that, yeah.
Would I have went and stood there for them hours?
I didn't
see
anyone with an alcoholic drink, so definitely
not.
No one was drinking beer. No chance.
I don't think they were allowed.
Watch on the telly.
Well, didn't your mum say? Hey? Your mum went because they'd watched it, and your mum watched it, and she went, "There was no fighting, there was nothing." I was like,
That's a proper northeast mum thing to say. There was a massive crowd, no one got punched, no one got headbutted. It was dead nice.
Just couldn't believe it. Everyone just waved the little flags. So well behaved. Right, this story here, this is something you would do.
Oh, good.
Okay. And I feel like you're going to recognise yourself.
Fantastic.
Hello, Rosie and Chris. Honestly creased when my husband told me this in casual convo over Sunday dinner.
Ooh.
I love a Sunday dinner.
Oh, for fuck's sake. That's not
anytime
the point.
Anytime I met, anytime.
Not the point of the email, but carry on.
But anytime someone mentions it, I can just smell it straight away.
You mentioned pizza and I want one of me. Oh, God, I've done it. I want a pizza now.
What's your favourite meat on a dinner, on a roast?
I don't care. I want a pizza.
Pork for me.
I do quite like pork.
Yeah. He's a chef. Oh,
for fuck's sake.
And was in work yesterday morning talking to the night porter. He saw a loose white thread on his shirt, so said, "Oh, you've got a thread," and pulled it.
Right.
Only then did the night porter wince, as it was in fact a big, long, white chest hair.
That is 100% something I would
do. That is totally what you would do.
That's 100% something I would do.
Which leads me on to something else, which we might as well talk about it here. Because why not? Any time that I've ever got anything on my face, right, or a snot up my nose or something around my mouth, right, you will just get rid of it in front of everybody.
Yes.
Please stop doing that.
I know exactly when you're referring to as well.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Can you just wait until nobody's there? Do it more discreetly, please?
Is it going to sound like showy off if we tell them when it was? Or is it
going
to sound
don't
weird?
Mention when it was.
It was a really...
I had to do a COVID test for something.
Yeah.
And obviously I'd stuck it up my nose. And then when I took it out, took some friends with it. And I must have had some other friends on the inside left there. And in front of everyone, Chris went and leaned over and picked my nose.
I do it with people
I don't
know.
In front of everyone.
If I meet you for the first time and you've got a snot hanging out your nose, or you've got something on your teeth or something on your face, I'll tell you straight away. And it's not a nasty thing. I just feel like if I met someone, and I was like, I'm sure I've talked about this before, if I met someone, I was like, hello, and I was chatting to them for a while, and then I went to the toilet and I had a fucking bogey hanging out my nose, I go, oh, brilliant, I've just met that bloke, and he just thinks I walk around with snots hanging out my nose.
No, but there's ways to do it without doing it in front of everyone. You could have looked, you could have waited 30 seconds and took this to one side and went, pick your nose.
No, because I know you, because I would go, Rosie, look, and you go, what? No. What do you want?
Bullshit.
Oh. She's gone. She can't find it funny anymore.
I can't find you pissed at all.
She's gone.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Rosie and Chris. I've got a story for you that I think you will find pretty disgusting, especially Chris. I had a baby 6 months ago. Congratulations.
Oh, sorry. Is that another...
That's not the disgusting thing.
Oh, God!
And the little fucker won't sleep anywhere but on me or next to me.
Right, yes.
I know, Rafe how that feels.
Rafe's very similar.
Like, to the point where if I am anywhere in the house, he just will not relax, will he?
Because he needs
if
to be
If I'm out
he
of
wants.
The house, yeah. He's fine.
Yeah.
It's
If I put him to bed and he thinks you're not available, it's fine.
He will settle for you.
Yeah, but if you put him to bed and then and, I, you and then he cries in the night him. And I go to check on him, he's like, no, you're not what I ordered. he's such a drama, isn't he? Like, he's such a drama draws. Like, you put him to bed... And obviously he's like, oh, I'm being cuddled by my mum. Then he falls asleep in your arms. Then you put him down on the cot and he wakes up. And it's not like, it's just immediate, like silence and then, like carnage.
With Robin though, he's got a dummy. He used to be able to put Robin's dummy in and he'd just kind of go, oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Rafe's like, no, I want a dummy and I want an audience with my mother now.
And he just loves being touched and hugged. I mean, I'm not complaining.
He's a lovely
He cuddles me all night in bed, you know.
Yeah.
It's nice, but no, actually, it's fucking much. I love it. Anyway, so he won't sleep. So they've got a little rave, basically. Okay. This means I have to go to bed at 7 p.m. every night.
Lucky fucker.
To be honest, it's quite good because I get to chill there watching Netflix on my phone while I give my husband a long list of household tasks to do.
Sorted.
Anyway, absolutely I'm getting sorted. Sidetracked, she said. Said husband has for the last couple of months been bringing me up a dessert treat bowl every night.
Right.
It says in brackets, I have a majorly sweet tooth and I really love them. They usually include some sort of yogurt, fruit, and always have big chunks of dark chocolate sprinkled on top.
Sorry,
you know,
that's not a sweet tooth. That you've just described the most shittest... Yogurt, fruit, and dark chocolate...
Yeah.
Get all of those things in the bin right now.
Well, this is a healthy person thinking that they're having something sweet.
Yeah, newsflash, you're having the saddest stuff ever. Oh, God, dark chocolate and fruit and yogurt. Fuck off.
I'll have some salted caramel ice cream.
Get a Twix,
marshmallows,
man.
And biscuits scrambled on top.
Honestly. Oh, God.
But anyway, she enjoys it. What are you doing? This is her sweet thing.
Don't... Oh, well, I'm telling you what I'm doing. Don't be turning around and telling me you've got a majorly sweet tooth and then explaining the shittest fucking dessert ever. Honestly,
I hate yogurt,
that's like
honestly.
Going, oh God, I made a right pig of myself last night. I had half a packet of crisps. Get out!
Yeah, basically. Is this me mum?
If it was your mum, she'd be eating fucking handfuls of sugar raw out of the bag, but she'd be writing that it was dark chocolate and
probably.
Fruit.
Well, there you go. Maybe she's just... Anyway. But I like dark chocolates. Just put, you know, the posh one you get from Tesco. And I actually do know the one she means. I even said to him once, it's amazing how you managed to chop this up so lovely and fine.
Right.
The dark chocolate. Anyway, he recently said to me, I've got something horrendous to admit to you. It's a very dark secret that I've been wanting to tell you for a while, but I can't bring myself to say it.
Oh, God.
Obviously, my mind immediately springs to the worst. Yeah. Cheating, gambling, leaving me. Oh, no. It's way worse.
What's he been doing with this chocolate? Oh, fucking hell.
He says, you know the treat bowls I bring you every night?
Oh, God.
Yes, I say. Well, I don't actually cut the dark chocolate up. What do you mean you don't cut it up? How does it end up in lovely little chunks? I actually chew it up inside of my mouth and then spit it back into the bowl.
No, how?
Don't know.
Oh my God. I mean, serves all right for having dark chocolate. Oh.
It says, so yep, I have unknowingly been eating my husband's secondhand chewed up chocolate in my spit-ridden dessert treat bowl every night for 3 months.
Oh.
Absolutely rancid.
Why does he just smash it up?
I don't know.
So he's nibbling bits off and just spitting them in.
Like what you do with the skin from the inside of your mouth.
Just sweep.
Yeah, that's how I see it.
Fucking disgusting.
Or is he putting the full thing in his mouth, chewing it around his mouth and then putting it in and mixing it with the yoghurt?
It would go...
Mixing it in.
Oh, like a McFlurry.
Mm-hmm.
Just like McFlobby.
Oh, yeah. They put the names.
Yeah?
Kind regards. Olivia from Newcastle. My husband's name is Mark. Please name and shame him.
There we go, Mark.
Shame. Shame. Shame.
Shame indeed. Wow. You know what happened? First time he went to make one of the things, he thought, oh, I'll have a little bit of this chocolate before I put it in a bowl. Bite. Oh, God, what the fuck's that? It's not real chocolate. Oh, shit, it went in the bowl by accident. She didn't notice. Done.
Oh, this is easy way to do it, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, just smash it up. Just smash it up and get a rolling pin. Back of a spoon. Little hammer. Snap it.
Maybe he's jealous that she's going to bed every night at 7.
I mean, just spit in her food then.
Don't.
No, but were you chewing the chocolate?
Let's not spit in each other's food, eh?
Well, you know, I'm just saying, if he wants to get back there in that kind of way, spunk in the yogurt. There's the one.
Mm.
Well, then again, she'll be able to taste the salt immediately because there's no fucking sugar in that.
I know, true. Babadoo, 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 ba. Dear Chris and Rosie, please keep me anonymous.
Always.
Well, I mean, not sure how many people this has happened to, so I fear my friends may piece it together anyway.
Brilliant. You'd be surprised, though. I often think that stuff's really, really obvious that I've done, and then people don't know.
True.
It's all good.
But thought you needed to hear it.
Okay.
I was reminded of this when you destroyed Lucy's 22-year-old blanket on the Chris and Rosie Ramsey show. I resonated with Lucy as I myself have a 22-year-old comfort blanket that has been with me since day one.
Oh, God.
When I say it goes everywhere with me, I mean everywhere. To work, on dates, to uni, it's always with me. It's now shrunk and worn enough to fit in my pocket.
That's horrendous.
The incident happened on New Year's Eve of 2019.
What incident?
This what I'm going to tell you.
Oh, shit, okay.
Sorry, there is an incident.
Oh, something I need to know. Right, okay.
Excited to see out the year with some friends, I was getting ready upstairs.
And the blanket. Some friends and the blanket.
The blanket wasn't with her.
It's always with her.
Wasn't right now.
Oh.
Are you going to listen to the story?
I don't know. I'm too excited.
For some context, Mum regularly looks after other people's dogs, so we quite often have new dogs in the house.
Okay.
Welcome to my nightmare.
I like the sound of that. That's great.
Over the new year, my mum had a particularly naughty dog. Don't let the cute face fool you. She's put a picture on at the end. Who was renowned for pinching socks and not giving them back.
Can I see the picture?
Little Tinker. It's on the email, sorry.
Oh, God.
I'll get it for you after.
Oh, God, this is the worst.
It's like a black little, Border Terrier, maybe?
All right, okay.
Something like that.
All right, okay, I guarantee it's not.
Probably not.
Your black Border Terrier. Okay, we'll see.
Oh, shit, I don't know.
Brilliant.
I do not know what kind of dog it was.
Black
anyway,
dog.
It is cute. It is cute. Might be a Westie.
Wow.
Small.
Border Terrier, Shih Tzu, Westie. Wow.
They all look a bit similar.
No, they don't. Border Terrier and Westie may be very slightly.
Thank you very much.
Wow.
So, as I was just finishing getting ready, I hear my mum shouting at the dog. I take a look out my window and see her chasing the dog up the garden, dangling a piece of ham in exchange for whatever he'd pinched this time. She calls out in a panic for me to help. I thought this must be a sock she is particularly fond of.
Right.
It was only when I got outside did I realise what he had pinched this time. There he was, with my precious blankie dangling out of his mouth.
Oh.
The following events are a bit of a blur to me.
Fucking hell. I murdered the dog.
No, oh, do not.
I'm joking.
But they roughly involved chasing the little shit up and down the garden, under the trampoline, pinning him down and taking several nasty nips to the hand trying to retrieve it.
Wow.
He eventually was tempted by the ham, but rather than dropping the blanket and eating the ham, both ham and blanket vanished down his throat. Fast forward 20 minutes, my mother...
He's done her a favour. Sorry, he's done her a favour getting rid of that.
Fast forward 20 minutes, my mother and I were frantically Googling how to make a dog throw up. Great. To no success.
Happy New Year!
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Happy New Year! May all acquaintance
be forgotten. Still sat on the floor, sobbing, begging the dog to throw it back up give it back to me.
Sobbing.
There's a knock on the door and all my mates are waiting in the taxi outside. My mum told them, without batting an eyelid, the dog's eating her blanket, I don't think she's coming tonight, and closed the door.
She's
Fast forward another 20 minutes and we're sat in the emergency vet's room with a very sorry looking dog and even sorrier looking me. In brackets, obviously we were concerned that the dog had ingested something he shouldn't have and wanted to make sure he was okay.
Brilliant.
So in goes the dog. I began to accept the blanket was lost and hope the dog was okay. A few minutes later, out popped the vet, dog in one hand and a plastic bag in the other.
Right.
The dog was okay. They had given him something to make him sick and bring up anything that shouldn't be in his stomach. The contents of this plastic bag, which the dog had just regurgitated, was as follows. A penny, a small Christmas bauble, two socks, and my blanket.
Oh.
There it was. Now, I obviously had to tell people this story as it was just hilarious, in bracket, after we knew the dog was okay. Mm-hmm. But in the face of disgust, I told people, obviously, I threw it away after that. But no.
You dirty, horrible, you pest, you vile pest.
A couple of washes in the machine and I still couldn't part with it.
Oh,
so I sit here now writing this email with my blankie on my lap.
You vile
knowing
human.
Knowing it's been inside a dog.
You're going to die alone. You're going to die. Don't say this often to people, right? I don't think, I'd be honest with you, I don't think I've ever said it before, but you're going to die alone. You're going to die alone.
You should not be alone. Blanket will be there. In the coffin with her. She sent pictures of the blanket.
Right.
But it was in a biohazard bag that came out from the doctors. And it's basically, it's not a blanket anymore. It's about 15 bits of string.
Yeah.
Thick string.
Same as the one from the show.
Exactly the same.
Wow.
But this one's dark. It's like a black colour.
Oh, of course it is. It's got dog bile on it.
Horrific.
Rank that like.
Would like what?
Fucking rank.
What would it have to be vomited by a dog that you would keep? There's nothing I would keep.
Jewelry. Expensive
jewelry. Yeah, okay, fair enough.
Yeah, that's the only thing I could do. Expensive jewelry on money. 50 quid note, yes. Mm. Give it a wipe. The plastic now.
Yeah.
Give it a wipe, give it a, yeah. Oh. I can't think anything else.
You sometimes got to think about that with money, don't you? Money's been so many places.
That's everywhere. When any of the kids put money in their mouth, I want to die.
Yeah,
I want to die. As we record this, the Marty McCutcheon and Jack McManus episode will go out.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like
such good fun, that show.
I feel like we have to give a shout to the It Goes or I Go winner/loser. So funny, but yeah, earwax.
Vile.
Unbelievable.
Awful.
There was just a beautiful moment where you at one point go to him, I can't believe you've come on here with this.
And I thought we overshared, but this is... This is another level. But do you know what, though? Big respect to everybody who's come on our show.
All of them are so good.
Honestly, and don't get me wrong, some people will be mortified by some of the stuff, but personally, I think they're absolute legends.
It's everyone's got their weird little foibles, and we tell everyone everything.
Have.
Massive love to everyone who comes on for It Goes or I Go. And I think as well, Monday night's gone, underpants guy. If he wasn't on the same night as Earwax guy, he would have been...
That would have been
straight against the wall.
They've been too good, that's why. Yeah. They've been really good.
He was really lucky to come on when something that weird was on.
Yeah.
Well done, him. You still have the monkey holy pants. Awesome. Oh. Loved him.
Series 2, maybe? You never know.
Get him back on.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Chris and Rosie. We are a bit behind your present day podcast.
Ooh.
We've just listened to episode 153, and one of the stories inspired me to write in with a story of my own.
Okay.
For reference, the story that inspired this, apologies, Chris, was the story where the writer's dad had used floss after eating steaks, put said floss into a lager can with dregs, which was then drank by the writer's husband.
Oh, God, yes.
Do you remember?
Oh.
Right.
Oh, I was drinking a can of lager the other night and that came into my head, you know, and I was like, I couldn't enjoy it.
Mm.
Oh.
My story begins in 2012/2013, the year we sort of met, I think, 2013, wasn't it? Yeah.
It was the year we got together.
Yes, sorry, not met, but got together at university. I was at the University of Manchester and my new friends and I met at the campus bar every night for the nightly freshers events before heading out to a club. These events varied between pub quizzes, beach parties and sports viewings.
Oh,
nice.
Sports viewings.
However, our favourite was the weekly comedy show hosted by a great comedian called Steve Bergier.
Yeah, Steve Bergier used to host the Manchester... I've played it a couple of times.
Yeah.
He used to let us go turn up and do new material as well.
Mm.
To the disappointment of everyone there.
Oh. Well, they've said he did a great job keeping the content fresh considering he was on weekly.
Yeah, Steve.
Even more impressive was the fact that few months all the campuses would gather in the biggest venue, Fallowfield Owen Park.
Yeah.
And he would do a totally fresh set before bringing on a massive headline act for the full student gathering.
Mm-hmm.
The weekly show following one of these massive shows, Steve came on the stage and rather than his usual giggly persona, he brought out a bar stool and told a story of last week's big show.
Oh.
He went into a bit of detail about the extra planning that he had to do to ensure that the headline act was properly looked after, on top of ensuring he had fresh content. Everything had gone to plan and he delivered a great set. He then roused the crowd to welcome the headline, and as he turned round, the comedian shook his hand and gave him a strongly long embrace. In brackets, this is something we'd all noticed from the crowd the week before. So there's a comedian come on, Steve Bergier's, like, and this comedian has hugged Steve Bergier
for ages.
Why do I feel like
I'm about to get stitched up here?
During the embrace, the comedian informed Steve that he hadn't been able to find the toilet, and as he had been quite desperate to go, had taken an empty can to a dark corner and had filled it up with piss, and had been wandering around with it backstage. He then took the opportunity to embrace on stage to ask Steve if he could dispose of it. Steve went behind the stage and sure enough, there was a warm, wet, pissy can that needed disposing of. Rosie Ramsey, can you guess which professional comedian made Steve pick up a can of his hot piss? That's right. It was Christopher Ramsey.
Yeah. Do you know what's so weird? When you mentioned Steve Bergier in the Manchester Comedy Nights, the first thing I nearly said was, oh, I had to piss in a can backstage at one of them.
So this is true.
Yeah, it's 100%
this is true.
It's 100% true.
Horror.
Yeah, it's 100% true.
That poor bugger had to pick up a can of your piss.
Yeah. I'll be honest with you, it wasn't even a can. It was a bucket, and there was plasterers busy doing work backstage, and it was one of the workmen's buckets.
Oh, Chris.
Yeah, it was a bucket. Yeah, I held him, and as I was I hugged him, and as I was hugging him, I said to him in his ear, I was like, mate, I'm so sorry, I've just had to piss in a bucket back there.
Oh, my God.
There was no fucking toilets backstage. I had to piss in a bucket. And he didn't have to get rid of it, to be fair. I could have went and got it on the way out.
That's,
you know,
funny.
But,
well,
you know.
Anyway. Slated you the next week.
Fucking right he did. Quite rightly. Oh, well done, Bougier. He's on tour now if anyone wants to go and see him, by the way.
I'm very surprised that you didn't tell the crowd, though.
Yeah.
I'm very surprised you didn't just say off stage, mate, I pissed in a bucket backstage. Yeah. It's not like you to be professional and be discreet.
I love the idea of me not telling someone I've pissed in a bucket is my level of professionalism.
No, really.
Chris was very professional tonight. Yes, he did piss in the bucket or can, but he didn't tell the whole crowd about it. He just told the compere / promoter. Sorry, Steve.
I love that. Oh, they're having a lovely little cuddle. Aren't they enjoying seeing each other after such a long time?
Yeah, I had a horrible feeling I was getting stitched up there.
I could see it. You sat back in your chair.
Yeah.
I was like, Inaz.
Well done. Well done. Well done, everyone. Well done. Well done. Well done. Well done.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Do, 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 do. Once again, thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of Shag Maradinoid, which is part of the Acast Creator Network. Sorry if I've been miserable.
Yeah.
I do apologise.
No, you haven't. I think you've held it together.
I'm aware of it.
It's been the bits in between the recordings where I stop it and, you know, the do-ba-ba-do-ba and we have a little bit of moment. That's where the real sort of venom and hate has been directed.
I'm masking it. I'm trying to be professional.
No, you kept it really professional for the thing and, you know, I'll go and have a little cry later and we'll all be all right.
I'll join you. Together.
No, I want me one cry and you're not coming for me cries as well, right? You're not imposing yourself on my cries. They're my time. Guys, thank you so much for listening. As always, if you want to get in touch, it's shagmaradinoid@gmail.com and the tour's on sale now, but it's not until next autumn, so fucking, you know, just whenever you fancy buying a ticket.
I mean, come and get that. It's nearly payday. I don't like it when they're not sold.
It's very close to 3/4 sold out now,
actually.
And it's a year and a half away. So
I mean, I feel like it's next week.
You need to be fucking quick, guys, genuinely. I know people always say that, but you really, really do. So yeah, see you there.
Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.